This morning's topic is it's a really, really important one. We could spend a lot of time on it. If it was a longer zman, we would spend at least 3 weeks on it. We're going to try to condense it into 2 weeks. And what we're going to do is as follows. Talmud Torah, especially as Shavuos is upon us, I'm in the middle of Sefer Omer right now, thinking about being Mekabel Torah. So one of the primary questions that a person deals with, a fundamental question, is what exactly is Torah Lishma? What is the most ideal reason? What is the most ideal form of Talmud Torah? What is supposed to motivate a person? What should a person think about in the process of learning? What is the ideal kavana which a person is supposed to have? As Reb Chaim Volozhiner points out in Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Dalet, not only is it Stam a really important question to learn Torah Lishma, but it also impacts Lichora, what you are going to learn, depending on why you're learning, so that will impact what you're learning. If the only goal of Talmud Torah is to know what to do, so what should you learn are practical halachic guides. If the primary goal of learning is to develop a certain kind of dveikus, so then what you're learning are going to be those svarim that best facilitate the form of dveikus such a thinker maintains a person is supposed to have. So we're talking about the sugya of Torah Lishma, and the sugya of Torah Lishma is a massively, massively important sugya. That's point one of introduction. Point two of introduction is that the Gemara at times relates to the topic of Torah Shelo Lishma in radically different ways. The Gemara in Psachim and Daf Nun, we're told, Le'olam yasok adam b'torah mitzvos, afapi shelo lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma balishma. The Gemara in Psachim seems to tell us that a person should always learn, or to understand at least, that a person can learn Shelo Lishma, that through the process of Shelo Lishma, eventually you will learn for the right reasons. But the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yezayin tells us, Osha Shelo Lishma, Noach Lo Shelo Nivra, it would be better to be killed, to not be alive, to have never been created, rather than to learn Torah Shelo Lishma. So Tovus points out in Sota and Chavbeis, in Psachim and Daf Nun, in Brachos and Daf Yezayin, that it's Siv and Shuvas Meshav Dabarit says also, that there are different categories of Shelo Lishma, which means that when you are going to assess what is the ideal form of Talmud Torah, there appear to be three levels at least. The lowest level is that Torah study can at times be that if you do it Shelo Lishma, Noach Lo Shelo Nivra. There's a particular kind of learning Lishma. Learning Torah, it's not always good. There's a kind of Torah that a person can engage in, which is it's better not to. It's better not to. What kind of Torah would that be? So Tovos in certain places says that's when you're only doing it to like fight with people. You're only doing it to prove a person's an Am Haaretz. That's better not to learn than something like that. That's Noach Lo Shelo Nivra. There's another tier of Talmud Torah, says Tovos, which the Talmud Torah you learn not for the most ideal reasons in the history of the world. You learn for a bit of kavod. You learn because it gives you a certain status. You learn because the people around you and what they're doing. That's a lolishma, but that's a mitok shalolishma balishma. From that lower level of Talmud Torah can eventually emerge a certain kind of Torah, a certain kind of Torah lishma. What exactly is this level of Torah lishma? So what are we talking about in talking about Torah lishma? So today we're going to primarily focus on the Mahalach of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the founder of the Musar movement. We'll speak about Rabbi Yisrael in a moment. But we want to first give in the next, I would say, 3 to 5 minutes, a brief overview of the sugya of Torah Lishma. We are not going to do it justice. We're not going to do a perfect job. But we're going to at least give some of the highlights of what a Torah Lishma looks like, of what a Torah which motivates you in a certain sense, what that motivation really is, what brings a person to that point, and what can they be thinking about. Rashi and Tainus and Daf Zayin, we'll go through this pretty quickly, we do this once in a while. Rashi and Tainus and Daf Zayin tells us, what's called Lishma? Mishum kasher tzivani Hashem Elokai. I learn Pshuto k'mashma because there is a tzivoy, because there is an obligation to learn Torah. That is why I learn Torah. Kasher tzivani Hashem Elokai. There is such a tzivoy that is out there. If you look at Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam appears to connect the idea of Lishma b'chol ha'osik ba'al lo liyira v'lo kabel schar ela mipnei ahavas adon kol ha'aretz achiva ba hareza osik ba'al lishma. The Rambam in the 10th paragraph of Hilchos Tshuva, that part of what motivates a person, Torah Lishma, isn't the Torah just because of the commandment, but it stems from a sense of ahava. It stems from a sense of love. A love not of Torah, but a love of Ribono Sha'olam. The mashal would be the same way that if a person falls in love with a girl, you fall in love with someone, and you are, and that person is so infatuated, so much in love, we want to know as much as we can about our potential spouse. We want to know as much as we can about that person. It stems from an av of that person to understand as much as possible. There's a kashet zivani Hashem Elokai. There's learning Rambam Hilchos Shuva there, a little bit of a limud that comes al derech, that comes al derech ava. There's an additional component which you have elements of in the Baal Tanya, elements of is Maral Tishrei Gadol in the Dorim and Daf Samech Beis, and that is Torah not just Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai, Torah not only because of Avas Hashem, but a Torah that stems from a desire, Torah Lishma, L'shem Dveikas. The Baal Tanya in different places writes a different Hagdaras. This is not the time, although I can't tell you how much I would love to speak about it, the Baal Tanya and Torah Lishma. But an element of Torah Lishma for the Baal Tanya, at least in the beginning of Sefer Tanya, maybe I'll look at the Torah the same way, is a certain kind of Torah L'shem Dveikas. It's the way that you get close to Ribbono Shel Olam. God is above. God's also, you know, Hashem is here, Hashem is there. You know, that's one of these big machlokes him. But I undoubtedly can develop a certain closeness of the Baal Tanya through learning Torah Lishma. The thinker in many ways that is most influential in the Hagdara of Torah Lishma, a person who wrote about it strongly, impacts the world of the Litvish world, impacts the world of Rav Kook, is Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim and Shaar Daled, Kayadua, speaks about Talmud Torah, and there at length discusses the motivating factors behind learning. He critiques those who learn only for Dveikas. Whether the position he critiques is really the view about Talmud or not, I think is an intriguing question. But understands Reb Chaim Volozhiner what is Lishma. So it's really based on a Rashi in Maseches Nedarim, but a lot of Lishma is like Lishem Torah. Lishma, what it means is I want to be able to learn Torah, to understand the sugya as well as possible, to understand the sugya, could go and says the Rush, Leda ulehavin ulehosef lekach upilpul, velo lekanter ulezgaos. Not to fight or to have gaiva, but I learn the sugya, my primary goal is understanding the sugya as well as possible. Understanding the sugya as well as possible. Reb Chaim Volozhiner in many ways introduces is a Torah and a Lima Torah Lishma, which is not so that a Torah as a result of, not as a result of Ahava, so that I'll have Dveikas, because there is a Tzivoy, but Torah Lishem Torah. It is an end in and of itself. And the goal of learning Torah is to understand Torah, velo l'tachlis acheras, and not for some other purpose or some other reason. This in and of itself so valuable. We'll think much more about this Mahala next week in Rebbe Aaron Cutler. But I want to give, in light of this sort of Hakdama a little bit, let's now begin the world of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and let me try to develop a couple of ideas. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is the founder of the Musar movement. Because he's the founder of the Musar movement, his influence is massive. It's massive because the world of Nevardik, the world of Kelm, the world of Slobodka, they all come through the Musar movement. In many ways, the fact that you can find Kim'at, not all, but in Kim'at, every yeshiva in the world, you'll find something like a Musar Seder, is an influence in many ways of the world of Rabbi Yisrael. The fact that through the world of the Baalei HaMusar, we have, you talk about 20th century giant reference last week, you're talking about Rav Hutner and Varon Kutler, Rav Kamenetsky, the world of Yeshivas Chavetz Chaim, talking about Rav Ruderman and Ner Yisrael, you're talking about many of the greatest Gedolim are products of this world. So the worldview of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter as the founder in many ways of that movement is going to be dominant, to understand people like Rav Aaron Cutler, and in and of itself, it's going to be an amazing Chavta Shel Torah, an amazing Chavta Shel Torah. About 4 or 5 years ago in the summer, we all have different like interests. So the world of the Baalei Musar was, and in many ways continues to be, a world which I'm out of my element a little bit. It's not really a scene that I understand so much, where I've dedicated massive amounts of time to understanding. About 4 or 5 years ago, sometimes in the summer, I try to have like small projects on the side to be able to like, I would say almost like open up worlds. So about 5 years ago, I wanted to understand the world of the Baalei Musar. So I spent some time going through the writings, elements of the writings of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter to understand like what he did. It has to be that the Baalei Musar did more than Slobodka was godless Adam, Nevardik was shiftless Adam, and Yisrael Salanter said to learn Musar. Like they wrote books, you know? What do you think it says there? Just that? Like they said things. They were like movements. They were fascinating people. They did chashuva things. So we're going to talk about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who spoke a lot about Talmud Torah, a lot about Talmud Torah, a lot about Talmud Torah, the way he thought it should be learned, and elements of Torah Lishma in a way which I think are incredibly, incredibly fascinating. We really want to know this stuff. You really want to know this. It's awesome. It's interesting. I happen to think he also, and this is part of what made him so great, he had a greater insight into human psyche and how people actually function than I think so many. That's why he was unbelievable. He was unbelievable. And let's begin as follows. Or Yisrael Simin Lamed Aleph. Or Yisrael is far. I have two editions of it by my mukkah right now in the Medrash. You are so inclined to look a little bit. Or Yisrael Simin Lamed Aleph. So or Yisrael. The Torah of Rabbi Yisrael. He defines a little bit about the nature of Talmud Torah, and we're going to go and build from there, but please, again, stay with me. In general, we know that there are two categories of Torah and mitzvos, two kinds of mitzvos. There are chukim and there are mishpatim. Mishpatim have a readily understood purpose. Chukim do not have a readily understood purpose. Chukim are valuable. But exactly why and in what way, how am I going to use it? I don't know. It's really called, it's really a chok. So Salanter points out that the world of Talmud Torah is referred to as both a chok and a mishpat. It's both a chok and a mishpat. And in a certain sense, says Rabbi Yisrael, the difference between a chok and a mishpat is a mishpat, we understand what it does for us. And one element of Talmud Torah is the element of Talmud Torah in terms of what it does for us. I learn Torah to know what to do lemaisa. That's one element of Talmud Torah, the knowing what to do, a very chashuv element which we will come back to. There is another element of Talmud Torah, says Rabbi Yisrael, Talmud Torah as a chok. Talmud Torah as a chok is something which is ki halimud ba'atzmo mitzvahi afim lo haisam evia lidei maisa. Like, says Rabbi Yisrael, the sugyas in Sanhedrin about Ben Soru Mora. There's something called Talmud Torah, even if it will not impact you lemaisa at all. There's still something called a chok of Talmud Torah. It has inherent value. Inherent value. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that is pshat in a Gemara in the Nedarim that we, spoke about last Shabbos, no fellow on the Shabbat, if anyone was there, that the Gemara tells in Maseches Nedarim, why Alma of the Haaretz? Why did Klai Shalud Eretz Yisrael? Ashalu Birchu Batorah Tchila. Because they didn't say a Birchas HaTorah Tchila. What pshat they didn't say a Birchas HaTorah? What was so egregious about not saying a Birchas HaTorah? So a lot of different theories that are out there. The theory of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is a very fascinating idea. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos and Daf Membeis that you don't make a bracha really on just a Hechsher mitzvah. You only really make a bracha upon the completion of a mitzvah. So why weren't they making a bracha on Birchas HaTorah? What was wrong with making a bracha on Birchas HaTorah? The mistake was, says Rabbi Yisrael, they thought that Talmud Torah was only a Hechsher mitzvah. They thought that it was only a means in order so that I'll be able to keep halacha later. So why make a Birchas HaTorah? I don't make a Birchas HaMitzvah on Hechsher mitzvahs. It also has inherent value. And that was their problem. They misunderstood, didn't appreciate the goal and function of Talmud Torah. The Beis Halevi, very famously in Tshuva, as we're in Adras, talk about this also, the two elements of Talmud Torah, preparation and independently significant. That is Rabbi Yisrael as far as a little bit of a hakdama for what Talmud Torah is really, really all about, for what it's about. What does it mean to learn Torah Lishma? So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is an absolute giant. And because he's an absolute giant, he understands that the world of Torah Lishma can have different meanings in different stages of life. It can have different meanings at different stages of learning, and it can have different meanings in different elements of the Talmud Torah experience. So learning Torah Lishma involves, it's a complex process that involves a lot of steps. It impacts what you learn and how you learn. It impacts your attitude while learning. It radically alters the entire Talmud Torah experience. So what does it look like? So in Or Yisrael, in Michtav Vav, in the sixth letter of Zosfadr there, in Or Yisrael, he says the following. One thing that Torah Lishma does is that Torah Lishma gives us a little bit insight to what the attitude has to be. What the attitude has to be. The Gemara tells in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed that Afilu Ha'avu B'no Ha'ravit Talmidim Oskim B'Torah B'Shar Echad Nasim Oivim Zeh Benim Zazim Mishamach Nasim Oivim Zeh. There's something about the Talmud Torah process that can become like a milchama. It can become like a little bit of a fight. You learn with the chavrusa, and when you learn with your chavrusa, there's a little bit of interaction sometimes. There's a little bit of a of a give and take sometimes. And many of us know that that give and take with chavrusas can sometimes get a little bit heated and a little bit personal, a little bit personal. And sometimes in that debate over who says pshat this, pshat that, there can be a phenomenon where it becomes more about like, this is my shita. This is what I hold. And you can become like, it gets very, very personal. So part of the ma'il of Torah Lishma is being able to relate to what you say and to what he says, not with any personal negia, but rather just trying to be able to understand what is the MS of Torah? What is the MS of Torah? There can be times where it gets very heated. The ability to be ohavim at the end is when we have a shared value and that value is MS. And that value requires a certain kind of like personality equilibrium. It has to be halishma hishketas haruach. My pshat and your pshat are equal. The only thing I care about is MS. That impacts on one level for Rabbi Yisrael, the emotional state of the person that's learning. But it goes really one step further. It's a very famous piece, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in Or Yisrael in Simon Chav Zayin. It's a very famous piece, and please, again, listen up a little bit. Says Rabbi Yisrael, he was a Matthew. We quoted the mice, I think, that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was giving a shir somewhere. He had given out Makoros in advance. And when he gave out Makoros in advance, he was that those that were against the Muslim movement changed all the Makoros, put random Makoros from all over, you know, on the Makoros sheet. And Rabbi Yisrael gets up, he sees it's in the Makoros sheet, he figures out what happens. It's all random Makoros. He pauses for a second, and then he gives a shir. And Rav Aaron Cutler is the one who apparently said pshat, quoted in the Sefer here, Eish HaTorah, and other places also. Rav Aaron Cutler said pshat, many of the Balei Musar. Now, why did Rabbi Yisrael wait? What was the pause when he saw the sheet? Why did he hold off for a second before giving the shir? So said Rav Aaron Cutler, if you knew the genius of Rabbi Yisrael, it really required no time at all to connect all those Makoros together. He could have done it on the spot. What was the pause? The pause was he had a shayla about gaiva. Was a gaiva dick to do so? Was a gaiva dick to do so? He decided in the end of the day that it was more important for the Muslim movement that he be able to contend with that problem of gaiva and to wait. He was debating a little bit. He said, okay, I'll give the shir. It's a chash of a thing. And then he gave the shir. He was a massive genius. I always thought Derech Agav, that was pshat, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's line, that it's easier to finish all shas than to fix one midah. It isn't only that fixing one midah is really hard. It's also that for him, finishing all shas was maybe not the biggest deal in the world. You know, he was like on that kind of a madriga. You know, it's like, Rav Shechter is always like, all you have to learn is like, you know, Bavli, you know, Tanach, Shamishnayas, Bavli, Yusham, Yitzhak, Sifra, Sifri, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. It's not that much. And you're like, okay, you know, like why not? It isn't that much, I guess. Okay. Seems like a lot to me. But a lot of MS in what he's saying also. I'm just having a good time. So says Rabbi Yisrael, if you define the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, define the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's just a chash of a piece. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, there's two dinim, two different mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. One mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the mitzvah of Limud Torah, v'yigisa bo yomam v'layla, the requirement to learn Torah. The second mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. A person has to know Torah. The Gemara tells Mitzvah Kiddushin, Torah should be mechudad b'ficha. If a person asks you a question, you respond almost automatically. That the makoros are sort of flowing from you, that's called mechudadim. Mechudadim, those are two different elements of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Limud Torah and the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. Mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. Define both elements of those. For Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, I think this is an underappreciated element of his thought. For Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, it is massively important. As an ultimate goal, he understood there was a process. There's a process. It's a process that something people can get frustrated with a little bit, but that was very much true. In the beginning of a stage, Professor Emanuel Etkes wrote a great book about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's thought. He's written on the Gra, he's written on Baal Tanya, he's an absolute giant. So he wrote on Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, I think it was one of his first works. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, so as follows. Rabbi Yisrael understood that there are different stages of a person's growth and development in Talmud Torah. There is a stage in Talmud Torah where the goal is learning in many ways basics. The goal is learning how to learn. The goal is learning how to analyze. The goal is learning how to assess. The goal is not always about getting complete clarity at all times. There's a certain mila. There's a certain mila of at times being able to develop. Says Rabbi Shmuel, that's pshat in the Gemara and Baba Basra and Daf Kafan Ayin Hey. Rabbi Shmuel says Harocha Sheyachkim Yasok B'Dinei Mamonos. There are certain areas of Torah which are better and more developed at getting a person to cultivate certain skills of analysis, the world of Pulpula Shel Torah. It's one of the reasons why the minhag in many yeshivas is they primarily focus on certain masechtas. Why are they primarily focusing on certain masechtas? We hope it's not because, well, that's all that I know. So Ribono Shel Olam, what else could I teach other than Bav Metzia? Hopefully that isn't the pshat. The working assumption is these are uniquely valuable masechtas for a person developing analytical skills. Analytical skills. What it is. However, that is a stage in the process. At the same time, there's a mitzvah of Lima Torah, of the learning and the how to learn, which is all very, very significant. There's also a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. You have to know, Kol Torah Kula. You have to know it. It's part of the mitzvah itself to have it and be very, very clear. What is this mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah? I would say it all fits together and how he's fighting its particular battle. To give a little bit of background. There's a very big fight over legacy. Legacy is a really big deal. Legacy is a really big deal. If you're a chassid, there's massive fights over the legacy of the Baal Shem Tov. Massive fights. Who's the real chassid? Because the world of Kotzker and of Chabad and of Breslov and of Ger, they look very different. So what's the real legacy? If you're like if you're a modern Orthodox Jew, sort of Salvechik, like who's the real carrier on of that legacy? You're a real Rav Cook. Like, who's the real? There are fights in the news this week. What would Rav Yehuda Cook say about joining a government where there's going to be some Arab support from the outside? Rav Tzuriel, our great Mashkiach, or was our Mashkiach, Matzim Chacham, argued, Rav Yehuda would say, it's totally fine. Others argue, Bichlal, not okay. There are major machloksim that surround this nekuda of legacy. Undoubtedly, for much of the frum world, the legacy of the Gra and Reb Chaim Volozhiner is of massive importance. Massive importance. One of the primary shailos which comes up is the world of Torah Lishma, a big thought in the world of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. There is a kufa, and this still reverberates in many ways, Ada Yom Hazeh. It is because it is an element of the thought of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. It is undoubtedly there. The Rav and Halachic Man develops this idea in a certain sense at length also, which is real authentic, Ron Kull, we'll see next week, has elements of this also. Real authentic Torah, Lishma, need not be halach l'maisa. Need not be halach l'maisa. It's the same Torah, Leida Ulahavin, but it's not like I'm using Torah as a tool for Hashem Mitzvah. There are those, and this many of us may know, if we don't know, you open your eyes, you'll hear it, that view the world of halach l'maisa with a degree of like bizayon. Like halach l'maisa is for those that, I'll give you the lines, those that can't really learn and need to be focused a little bit, so they learn a bit of halach l'maisa because it's like a little bit more practical and like a little bit more relevant. And those that aren't in the madrega to really learn serious Talmud Torah, so you learn a bit of like Torah lishma, of halach l'maisa. Meaning, if you can't give bav metzia, so you give shir like halach l'maisa of like Hilchos Brachos or something. It'll bring people in a little bit. Like it's a little bit more like that, but it's not real Torah the same way to learn halach l'maisa. Part of that becomes that the idea of that a yeshiva gets structured, and again, we'll see this so powerfully next week, it's not like medical school. Medical school in many ways is geared towards producing doctors, but yeshivas are not. Yeshivas are not geared towards producing rabbanim. Yeshivas are geared towards Talmud Torah. Geared towards Talmud Torah on its own. What's the goal of what you're doing? This is an independent goal of serious Talmud Torah to understand things. And sometimes making it practical is almost viewed as a chisaron in the series of it. It's viewed with a degree of zilzul. You go to certain places and you have a guy who's learning halacha seder, like learning morning seder in halacha, and he's a younger guy, you look at me and say, I guess it didn't work for him with like the real stuff. You know, like that kind of a line. I guess you can guess, that's like what he does. You know, it's a concession and it's some level of weakness. Okay, that's there. There is a mahalach like that out there. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, interestingly enough, partially has elements of that and then very strongly rejects it. In many ways because of a shift in time. Says Rabbi Yisrael like this. We have to build yeshivas. We have to build yeshivas of pure Torah Lishma. We have to build yeshivas where it is not only about what the pshat happens to be. The Gemara Nida on Daf Memhei, Rabbi Akiva said a pshat just to make the Talmidim a little bit sharper. There's an element of teaching Torah. There's an element of giving things over. there really is an element which is there, which is important in order to make people like a little bit sharper. It's important to learn, especially when you're younger, to do things that are going to allow you to understand more the way that you can analyze Torah in a certain sense. But says Rabbi Yisrael, part of Talmud Torah, part of Talmud Torah Lishma is to understand, you have to know how to understand halacha well. Let's build in a certain sense. Level number one, why is learning halacha l'maisa valuable? So the first step is that is a definitional component of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Even when you're younger, become a baki and old shas. No, that one goes with post when you're younger. Become a baki and shas. That's really important. Me'ila. You have to know these things. To be able to be familiar with the breadth of shas, a person has to be able to have, in many ways, the prerequisite for anything else that comes afterwards. And that's there also. Says Rabbi Yisrael like this. This mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. This mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. Like this. Is to be able to know, says Rabbi Yisrael, a person has to know the dinim of the Torah, the dinim which come out, maskanas, clarity. A person needs that. That's fundamental to Yediyas HaTorah. Mechudadim b'ficha, knowledge of Torah doesn't mean that you could sort of like talk a little bit in theory and like talk around an issue. It means if someone has a question, you can give an answer. It doesn't only mean halach l'maisa. It means with all areas of Torah, to know details, to know dinim, to know the mitzvahs as they are there. Says Rabbi Yisrael, there is a mistake. And this is part of the Macham of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He is timeless Torah, but he lived in an era. And says Rabbi Yisrael, there's a mistake that's out there. Yesh yiri Hashem, toin v'choshvim. There are people who think ki ikir nechitza shal yecholas halimud who rock lamisha rotz lahagia lahora lahoros hara l'rabbi. There are people that think that the whole idea of like really knowing how to learn and really being able to pass in shaylas is only for those that are going to be functioning as basic poskim. But it's not true, says Rabbi Yisrael. We all need to know all these halachas. We all need to become bikiyim in shas and bikiyim in the dinim of the Torah. We all need to. It is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. It's part of what Yediyas HaTorah really is in many ways all about. And the mistake of being too focused on just learning like how to learn without really learning things and accomplishing and mastering is a profound error which can be made. It's a profound error which can be made. Second, says Rabbi Yisrael, something else also. And here is something which I think is really important. If you look in Igeres HaMusar, another letter that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter wrote, he clarifies the following. Learning halacha l'maaseh for Rabbi Yisrael, so we spoke about Chazar, we spoke about Torah Lishma, Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai, Rashi, Rambam, it's part of Avas Hashem, the Baal Tanya, about Devekas, for the Nefesh HaChaim, based on the Rashi, the Dharma, the understanding the Sugya as well as possible. For Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Lima Torah Lishma requires a couple of things. Number one, requires a personality midos capacity to look and actually search for MS. Then, for Rabbi Yisrael, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is complicated, but part of Torah Lishma is knowing the dinim of the Torah very, very well. For Rabbi Yisrael, the idea of halach l'maisa, in many ways, ties together with his understanding of how a person gets better in terms of the world of Musar. Says Rabbi Yisrael as follows, in the Geras HaMusar, there's so much to talk about, but please listen up a little bit. Says Rabbi Yisrael, we know the Gemara tells Maseches Kiddushin, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavon. The Rebbeinu Tal Shalom tells us, I created the Yetzer Hara. I also created Torah as a means of dealing with that Yetzer Hara. Many, many Bali Machshava have struggled to understand what Pshat in that Gemara really is. How does Torah fight Yetzer Hara? The cousin Sir Maga, the Avos Yisrael, is very famous. I don't know, very famous. Has a Torah about this, why it's called Torah Tavlin, the spices of Torah. I would say, spices of Torah, what's pshat about that? But Rabbi Yisrael, in Igeres HaMusar, it's a really yisurdic discussion. He has a lot of two dinim, I think, in his writings, of two dinim of what Yetzer Hara is. Yetzer Hara is both an internal mechanism, something internal to us. It's also an external koach. It's an external koach which tries to attack us. But Yetzer Hara is a big deal. Rabbi Yisrael speaks about the way in which Torah is able to fight the Yetzer Hara. One of the ways, says Yisrael as follows. Haniska v'ha'ikr, b'shimas refuas ha'torah, tachlui ha'yetzer. How does Torah fight my yetzer hara? Hu lilmod be'oz ve'iyan omek hetev, dine ha'avera atzma, ha'halacha em kos ifah. Says Yisrael like this. We all know that there are particular, I've known this the whole year, because I usually like throw things at people, look like they're like whatever, but I really can't do it. I haven't done it the whole year because there's been plastic. Ariel, is it? I got a paskin, Ariel. Got a paskin. So there's a certain Torah which is there as follows. Says Rabbi Yisrael like this. Says Rabbi Yisrael like this. There is a Torah which is, how does Torah fight Yetzer Hara? So says Rabbi Yisrael, it fights it in the following way. There are mitzvahs and averas that we know we don't violate. There are averas that we know we don't violate. I don't violate murder. I don't have I have a taiva, but I don't really have a struggle about whether or not it's not for murder, whether I'm going to eat lobster or not. I would love to eat lobster, but I can't say it's an active struggle when I'm going through the airport and I see lobster in the fish tank, then I'm like, okay, fine, I'll go get the Chex Mix on the side. You know, it's a struggle, it's annoying, but I wouldn't call it a particular kind of deep struggle. But there are other things which I very comfortably am able to violate. I have no problem violating Lashon Hara. I don't feel like it doesn't have the same sort of repulse. I don't feel as off when it comes to Lashon Hara. So there's what's the trick to take something like Lashon Hara and be able to transform that to being real is you learn the sugya of Lashon Hara well. You really learn it well. All the dinim, not just mussar about it, all the dinim about it, as well as you possibly can. And you chazer it, and you chazer it, and you chazer it. Because says Rabbi Yisrael, the way that a person becomes better, and the way that Torah can be used as a means of lishma, and the reason why part of that lishma involves at certain stages learning halacha lemaisa well, is because the way that you can improve and fight those averas, part and parcel of that Muslim movement, part of the way that you do it, says Rabbi Yisrael, is by making it part of your teva. The same way I'm naturally repulsed from committing murder, I'm naturally repulsed from speaking Lashon Hara. But it only becomes that if Lashon Hara becomes such a focal point of your world. It's something that you think about and you learn all day long. This is a very, very powerful point. I'm not sure it's true with things in the world of Kedusha, it's a different topic. But in general, with many averas, the more that you learn about Lashon Hara, familiarity about Lashon Hara, I've heard them saying brachos. So the more that I learn Hilchos brachos can really become part and parcel of that Seder in the afternoon. Because it's really, it becomes part of you. It becomes a chelek of your teva. Of course I make brachos. It's on my mind all the time. V'hazos halu yadua, Igar Samusar. Ki astanis hateva tulan tivaled rak milimur vehergol rav. V'lachein hayisoda ikari v'amur nachon. If you really want to not violate things, hu rak halim and harav balachazo hanogas laveirza ola mitzvazo. To learn it be'ian, to learn lacha maisa, to learn it all the way as much as you can, to master it, becomes your topic, it's on your mind all the time, you're infatuated with it, then you won't mess up at all. So for Rabbi Yisrael, Torah Lishma indicates not only something about the attitude, personality, and midos while you're learning, but it impacts learning for the goal of Talmud Torah. The goal of Talmud Torah is also a certain kind of limud lemaisa, and it also has to be, it also transforms us on a level of midos. It transforms on a level of becoming better and actually observing and keeping mitzvos to use that lemaisa piece more. In his life of Yisrael and the sugya of Lishma, and here we'll just develop, practically, an Eitzes for Talmidim. This is in that wonderful book. An Eitzes for Talmidim. Yisrael understood the following. At least at certain stages, he may have evolved at different stages of his life, but the following Torah. All people need to come from, be rooted in, the world of Torah Lishma, which is not focused on what can I do with this Torah. It's not focused on can I use this to become a posek. It's not focused on anything. It's pure Torah Lishma. To emerge from that world. Rabbi Yisrael is suspect, at least at certain stages in his life, of places that are taking people without that much of a background and are like places to produce rabbis. deeply suspect of that. Deeply suspect. One of the ways that we know personality-wise, says Rabbi Yisrael, that a person is able, is committed to the MS of Torah, and that they thrived from any world in what you call the classic Torah Lishma atmosphere. The classic Torah Lishma atmosphere. But Rabbi Yisrael shifts at a certain point, and people shift at a certain point. And says Rabbi Yisrael, in many ways, the following Kiddush. Part of what Torah Lishma means isn't just the Mahacham that we said earlier, but there's an element of learning Torah, and here's, again, it's a bit of a Kiddush, in the way in which the world at that stage needs you to be learning Torah. In the way in which it needs you to be learning Torah. So Rabbi Yisrael understands that part of what the world needs, part of what the world desires, is to produce a degree of poskim, of to encourage his talmidim individually to become leaders and rabbanim in communities who are going to be poskim. Through them, you can spread the world of the word of the world of Musar. Through them, Rabbi Yisrael, you're going to have accurate piskei halacha. You're going to have the ability. Rabbi Yisrael maintains. And there's a chisaron in the world of Torah that there are areas of Torah that people were unable to identify as being halachic shailas that in many ways were halachic shailas. What is Sefer Chavetz Chaim? Chavetz Chaim Sefer is one of the series out there. Why is there no real Hilchos Lashon Hara before the Chavetz Chaim? Part of it was because Hilchos Lashon Hara was related to it. It's like Hilchos Gaiva. What do you mean? It's like don't speak nicely. Don't be about Gaiva. The Chavetz Chaim revealed to the world that the world of Lashon Hara, it was there already, but he really systemized it, is a halacha l'maisa reality. It really, really matters. And one of the greatest challenges is when there are things that are halacha l'maisa shailas that get overlooked. For Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that is so manifest in the world of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. In the world of L'Chaveiro, there are a lot of things. Hilchos Shabbos, I get halacha shaila. But my interactions with a roommate, those are also halacha l'maisa shailas. And we need to have poskim, more bikim and shas, poskim understand the world of halacha, poskim and the way that halacha can impact and change a person, who are bali midos, who can spread musar, but we need people learning towards that goal also, built from a place of lishma, from a yeshiva that's lishma, but to eventually emerge as those that are able to share Torah and develop Torah in a way in which a generation needs it. People who can be manhigim, people who can be leaders. So Israel Yisrael, you know, would he be into like leadership programs when people are 15? So I don't know the answer to that question. I'm somewhat suspect. I think he would believe very deeply in a more heavy dose of Torah Lishma a bit younger. But does he believe at a stage where part of Torah Lishma, the way we'd say it is like a Torah Lishma, Bizman Hazeh requires a bit of a limud l'shem Rabbanus. So if the world needs that, that's called Torah Lishma. And it's a distortion to assume that Torah Lishma means Beshita, a Talmud Torah, which is like to not ever be used for anything with a professional future. That would be a mistake. It's a wild reality. Rabbi Yisrael understands this. He has to fight against that mentality. He has to make the argument. It's the same way, you know, like the Egei Tal. Very famous Hakdama, the Egei Tal. We'll speak about it actually probably in the Parak HaShoah. The Egei Tal understands that there's a mistake out there that people think Torah Lishma means that you learn Torah and you hate it. If you learn Torah and you really love it and you find it to be enjoyable, that's a chisaron in your lishma. Lishma has to be like, you know, bad. There are echoes of that in certain places, you know, where like the more from you are, the more you like hate what you're doing and you do it anyway. You know, it's like, certain mentality which is out there sometimes, like how's the Shiva going? Terrible and I love it. You know, like something like that. Like I understand nothing of what's going on. Like, you know, you're like, okay, I guess, whatever, you know, whatever that's for you, it's fine. Says Egei Tal, it's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. You're allowed to love it. He was fighting against a battle. The battle he was fighting against was the battle of a form of Talmud Torah that understood, again, Egei Tal, that you can't enjoy your learning. You can't enjoy your learning. If you enjoy your learning, you know, you're not able to enjoy your learning yet. And you're like, I don't know. Okay, what if I do? There's for Rabbi Yisrael, he's fighting a different battle. The battle wasn't people that thought you can't enjoy it, it's people that thought you can't use it for a professional future. For Rabbi Yisrael, don't view it as a professional future. View it as a shlichas, you know, whatever. You can do that with medicine also. View it as a shlichas. View it as being a messenger. View it as being someone that is geared towards you know, profound change. Profound change. The Jewish people need people to do these things. And therefore, that's called Torah Lishma also. That's called Torah Lishma. Not a b'di'evan metzias. That's called Torah Lishma. It's called Torah Lishma. It's not. It's different. It's different than saying I'm learning Torah because I want kavod. I want Torah because I want to have. I'm a bal gaiva. I want to learn Torah. The world needs poskim right now. I'm in on that. Is there a little bit of holy gaiva to be able to say, and I should be that person? So Yisrael would proactively go over to Talmidim and encourage them to go on this track. The world needs you, you know? I'm so low. Okay, so you'll be really low, but you'll be a chasha posek, if that's okay. You know, like, very, very good. You can be as low as you want, you know, like, that kind of thing. It's a line that Rabbi Rucham, the Mirim Mashkiach, used to say, that Klal Yisrael lost a lot of gedolim to the world of Anava. Like, they just couldn't believe they could do anything, so they never became big, because, like, I don't know, what could I ever do? Okay, so to believe that you could do something. Believe that you could do something. For Yisrael, that's part of the world of Torah Lishma. Part of Torah Lishma. I want to chaz what we did and with a particular point. Really, I would say three things to walk out with. One, Torah Lishma, two kinds of Torah Shalol Lishma. What is Torah Lishma? Rashi, Kashat Yivani Hashem Lokai, Rambam, it's part of Avas Hashem. Baal Tanya in one place, it's about the Vekas of the Baruch Sha'olam. Nefesh HaChaim, based on the Rosh Nadarim, it's about understanding the Sugya as well as possible. Nefesh HaChaim's Mahalach is more complicated. Hopefully, maybe over time, another time to speak about it. We then spoke about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael is really important because of general insights into Talmud Torah. He had two dinims here. Talmud Torah as Chok, Talmud Torah as Mishpat, Talmud Torah as Lima Torah, Talmud Torah as Adiyas HaTorah. Those are two really sodistic two dinim in Talmud Torah that Rabbi Yisrael has. As far as contribution to the world of Torah Lishma, Yisrael, it's a subtle, multiple steps, different components for what Torah Lishma looks like. It's a personality. It's a midos question. It's not about my pshat or your pshat. It's about emes of Torah. It's about, at a certain stage, learning lishma mamish, not lishum tachlis acheres. You're learning to understand the sugya as well, learning to understand, to get set up, to have questions, to learn how to learn. That's all part of Torah Lishma. But there's an element of Torah Lishma, which for Bishal Salanter, halacha lemaisa becomes a dominant element of Torah Lishma also. That's part of the fundamental part of the mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah, step one. Step two, it's on a Nevodas HaMidos level. It's one of the ways that we really make sure we keep halacha well. Keep halacha well is by learning as well as possible. And it's also something that the world really needs. We're going to speak about Rav Aaron Kuller Be'ezra Shambli Nader next week. When we speak about Rav Aaron Kuller, we're going to speak a little bit more about what the world needs as far as Torah Lishma, what kind of Torah we need. And in the countdown to Shavuos, hopefully it's a little bit helpful to frame things a little bit. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.